At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Lem and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip.
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Off the ball. GAA.
I'm actually thinking I probably need to stay fit if I do want to come back and play for Portlaoise next year. So.
Wow, proper ringer.
Get me, please. Just
Just
like with Jalan, was
it? Put myself in the shop window here.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball.
With William Hill, you can boost your winnings on every Premier League game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.
90 seconds left in the first 90 minutes here between Ireland and Wales. It is Wales 1, Republic of Ireland 1, and Wales try and fire a ball into the opposition box from a set piece, but really it doesn't even reach the box, and Ireland are going to clear their lines. This has been a topsy-turvy game as Ireland go on the counter-attack again, led by Leanne Kiernan. She's got a 3v3 situation, but Wales have defended it very well, and they're going to get a free just outside. They're actually, another referee doesn't give that free. So as I say, possession has changed hands repeatedly in these closing stages, but so has momentum. This is a game that Wales obviously started very well, going 1-0 up against Ireland. There were many questions about how Ireland would respond against a strong crowd tonight, around 16,000 people in the Cardiff City Stadium. They responded very well. And in the second quarter of the game, Ireland were really in the ascendancy. The equaliser coming from a long-range effort from Ruaisha Littlejohn that hit the crossbar, was tipped onto the crossbar, in fact, by the goalkeeper, came back off the goalkeeper's head and into the back of the net. So maybe a tiny bit of fortune about how the ball actually went in, but it was a brilliant strike from Ruaisha Littlejohn, who has been awarded player of the match. There are 30 seconds here as Courtney Brosnan launches the ball into the opposition half. Ireland were in the ascendancy, it felt, for the final quarter of the game. But only a couple of moments ago, Wales had an excellent chance, really, as they passed the ball through the channels really, really well. Went through about four or five different people in possession, and they got the ball into the Ireland box, but couldn't fashion a proper gilt-edged opportunity to get a winner here on the night. Remember, it wouldn't be a winner in the tie. There is a second leg coming your way next Tuesday night in Dublin. As it stands, Ireland will be bringing a one-all draw, a very creditable one-all draw, back to Dublin next Tuesday night, and then it will be everything on the line. Everything on the line at the Aviva Stadium for Ireland to qualify for a first ever European Championships. We will get the thoughts of Scarlett and Kathleen in just a moment when the full-time whistle does blow, and you'd have to think it is imminent at this point. 4 minutes we're at it, and that is the 4 minutes up. Wales 1, Republic of Ireland 1. Let's go straight over to Cardiff to Kathleen McNamee, who's been watching that. That is an excellent result, really, Kathleen. Job halfway done.
Yeah, it's exactly what we wanted out of this game. Scarlett and I both said at the start of this game that a 1-1 draw would be a very respectable one to take to Dublin next Tuesday. I think some question marks for Ireland. Ireland Gleeson maybe at the time to re-let Wales come into that game in the second half and let them have position and get those attacking opportunities. But plenty to work on over the next couple of days. Leanne Kiernan, I thought, was a brilliant bright spark and really gave us a bit of an option. Julianne Russell was just a little bit lost at times, like doing incredible hard work off the ball, but just not getting those attacking opportunities. I think maybe that's where you see Kiernan's experience of being in the WSL and being able to run at those sort of defences. But yeah, I mean, if you had offered me this result 90-odd minutes ago, I would have been quite happy. So I think all to play for when it comes to Dublin on Tuesday.
And to come back from 1-0 down as well, Kathleen, is a real feather in the cap of this team now after tonight. I mean, they've been there, they've had to grind it out, and I mean, when they're up against it, they've shown that they can absolutely deliver.
I know, not coming from a place that we necessarily expected it to in Ruaisha Littlejohn, but that was the one thing that I was concerned about going into this game was, would we be able to bring ourselves back together? And I think even besides the goal, you know, there were periods of this game, especially at the start of the second half, where Wales looked really dangerous. There was chance after chance. There was one chance there about 5 minutes from the end that was like a near certain goal. It was crossed into the box and Jones just could not get her head on to the end of it. And I would, if that had gone in at the time, I'd be like, that's exactly the sort of goal that this game deserves, in the sense that it was so back and forward and it just needed that one moment of quality to complete it. But well, luckily for us, unfortunately for Wales, she didn't get her head on it. So I think when it comes to this game, there's a lot we can take from it. I think we're going to have to go all out when it comes on Tuesday. We won't be able to let Wales have the ball the way they did. We won't be able to play defensive football. We will have to try and work out what are the tactics that we can use, that we can string together more attacks. Because Wales, even when they were on the attack, they were building phases, but they were only hitting about two or three, and then they were losing the ball to us. So how can we stop them doing that at all, I think is going to be a big one for us.
Yeah, you suspect that when it comes to the starting 11 next Tuesday night, there are a number of question marks, and it's not even to do with individual performances. It's to do with the approach that Eileen Gleeson will want to take. I'd say she learned a lot tonight.
I think so. We look at, say, Leanne coming on. I think she definitely put her hand up for a starting position next week. Now, we know that Eileen likes to stick with her starting two of Parusa and Julianne, so maybe it's a case that she just brings Leanne on a little bit earlier and gives her a bit more of an opportunity. Don't know if you can hear those cheers in the background, but it's for the Irish team who are just heading over to the crop of supporters that are here. I think Jessie Stapleton was also really positive when she came on. Rusha Littlejohn kind of doing what she does in these big moments. You know, we saw it with her at the World Cup where she played an absolute blinder, barely plays since then in the last year and a half because of injury, and then comes up and pops up with that big moment tonight, and was quite good on the ball besides that as well, bar that one moment where she potentially could have got herself sent off, but thankfully didn't. But again, will she go with her on Tuesday? Will Lily Ag start, or will we see that replacement come in a little early? So definitely a lot to mull over the next couple of days.
Yeah, do you think she should have been sent off?
I actually didn't get to see any of the replays here because I don't have a thing in front of me, a screen in front of me, and everything else is geo-blocked on my laptop at the moment. But from the reaction of the crowd and from the reaction of the Welsh players in particular, like Jess Fishlock was right in there, very, very angry. It definitely looked like there was a bit of an incident.
I know you probably got to go and get some post-match, Kathleen, but other than that moment, well, maybe because of that moment, to be fair, Rusha Littlejohn was given a player of the match. I mean, she led the fight for Ireland in so many different aspects today, a very deserving recipient.
I think so. I think, you know, like I said, she does come up in these big game moments, and she, especially in the first half when we were trying to establish ourselves, she was a physical presence on the ball, but she wasn't doing anything too out of the ordinary or anything that would get herself in trouble. She was marshalling things very well. And I think sometimes we forget that link up that her and Katie have in terms of pushing the ball up forward is actually quite good. So yeah, I think a deserving recipient, but also those ones always go to the gals who score the goals. So I don't think anyone's too surprised.
No, absolutely not. Kathleen, great stuff. I know you got to go and speak to those who've been part of that one-all draw. We will chat to you again, no doubt, on Monday and Tuesday night show, the second leg, of course, Tuesday night in Dublin. Tickets still on sale, by the way. It's going to be one of those nights where any bit of support is massively appreciated as they try and push up to the thousands in the, regards to that capacity at the Aviva Stadium. Scarlett Heron of Off the Ball and of Shamrock Rovers is here with us in studio as well. Just general top line takeaways, first of all, Scarlett, you're pretty satisfied with that?
Yeah, good result, I think. Obviously, there's things to work on, as Kathleen said. We have to go in now, train in the next few days and try work on the things that we didn't do well, but there was a lot of positives there. I thought we kept the ball very well, which we kind of expected, considering Wales were kind of happy to give us possession, but I think we just have to worry for those dangerous passages Wales do have, maybe when they get out wide and get those crossing. Like we've seen there, we nearly had our head in our hands when Green went through and got a head on it, but kind of just skimmed off her, but it was a great opportunity in the last few minutes, and if that goes in, you know, our backs against the wall in the second leg, so we can count ourselves lucky as well. The goal as well was a bit iffy. The goalkeeper, could she have done better? I don't know, but it was a great strike nonetheless. But yeah, overall, happy to take the draw into Tuesday.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So we could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Ooh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
That last moment where we had our head in our hands with regards to that Welsh attack, how does a moment like that actually materialise? Because there's no way that Ireland should be letting themselves that vulnerable to a goal that would have put them 2-1 up, because this is a very, very good result. And the Welsh attack broke down in that moment. Ireland presented them with that opportunity. It seems astonishing that that could even happen late in a game like this.
Yeah, I think we just seen 3 or 4 passes put together on the left-hand side and just kind of split Ireland open, got spaced on the left and put a good ball into the box. And I think if Green had left it, someone was at the back post to put it in. I don't know who it was, but there was a Welsh player in free space at the back post waiting for the ball. So yeah, we can count ourselves lucky, as I said. But yeah, that's what I mean. Those passages of play that Wales can create, sort of in the blink of an eye, they're sort of playing around the back, and then all of a sudden they're up the left-hand side, up the wing, and ball into the box, dangerous ball in. And we even seen with the first goal, it was just a ball into the box that's missed by a defender, and all of a sudden it's in the net and you're behind. So I think Ireland have to look at that and sort of trying to limit those crosses coming in, because I think that's Wales' danger point.
It seemed to be a point of danger for Ireland as well, getting the ball out wide and getting the crosses in. That being said, it wasn't something that they seemed to utilise all that much, except for that passage right before Little John's goal.
Yeah, and I think that's mainly due to McCabe and Heather Payne sort of dropping off a bit deeper, sort of sitting in the five as opposed to a three with them pushing on as wing-backs, obviously. So I think maybe in the second leg we can see McCabe and Heather, whoever it is, out the wing-backs pushing up a bit more, creating more chances out the sides and trying to get more balls into the box, because I think whenever we went forward it was sort of balls up to Caruso and Julianne Russell and then Leanne Kiernan when she came on, as opposed to going out wide to McCabe, who's playing out wide left, up high. She was kind of sitting deep, playing with the centre-halves as well. So maybe that's something we'll see in the second leg, hopefully, to try and create more chances.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Like, for you, is the debate around Katie McCabe's position dead? Like, she's absolutely a left-back / left-wing-back for this Ireland team, and there's no way you'd be moving her into any other position.
No, I don't think so. And I think there is an argument for how effective she can be in that position for us. Obviously, she plays there for Arsenal, but it's more of a structured team. Obviously, you're there every week training. This is sort of, you're coming into camps and you haven't been together for a few months or for a few weeks, and you're kind of, the contact time's limited, so you're kind of not trying to try too much stuff out, especially in games like this. But yeah, I think for Katie, she's effective in that position. She's a leader on the team, and obviously we have Denise O'Sullivan playing high in midfield as well. That game, I don't think Denise was that effective, but I think that was probably due to the physicality of it. It was a game for the likes of Rusha Littlejohn to take by the sort of the scruff of the neck, breaking up play, tackles, flying in, headers, and obviously the bit of a scrap in the middle as well.
Yeah, that was a fascinating moment, herself and Jess Fishlock going at it. It's fascinating in the sense that they're going to have to do it again next Tuesday. I'd imagine they're both going to very much be in the starting 11 for their respective teams. There's a nice bit of needle that developed there. She is, like, by textbook definition, very, very fortunate to have not got sent off there, because she did appear to lead with the arm and then obviously reacted by pushing Fishlock to the ground. But at the same time, that little bit of fire, that little bit of edge is going to make things a bit more spicy for Tuesday.
Oh yeah, definitely. I think both these teams, as I was saying earlier, they both have that sort of edge that you want in your players. They have a bit of spark between them, obviously, with being sort of local rivals, if you want to call it. So yeah, I think in the second leg we'll see that bit of bite again. And I think Rusha, as you said, was lucky to only come away with a yellow card. We sort of said that when we seen the replay. We were thinking, oh, she shouldn't have left that arm in, and then went and pushed a Welsh player afterwards. So yeah, she can count herself lucky. But I think it kind of led to Wales getting a bit frustrated maybe on the ball, and a few decisions didn't go their way. Heather Payne was fouled and a bit dubious in that decision, so I think a few Welsh players were a bit frustrated by that as well, which is always good. I think it's good to frustrate teams and sort of lock them out a bit, and a bit of pushing and shoving isn't too harmful.
100%. I think, as I said earlier on, I think it contributes to the reason why she got player of the match afterwards. So that Little John, Denise O'Sullivan, Lily Ag set up in midfield, would you continue with that?
Yeah, I think we might be going for a change. I would say Eileen obviously has a decision to make, but I think her taking off Lily Ag at half time maybe hints to that. if Shiva did enough to get a place in the starting 11 next week, I don't know. Obviously, Jess Stapleton came on late on as well for Roosha and did quite well. So it'll be interesting to see. Eileen's not short of options, but I think it'll definitely come down to sort of the attacking way we want to play in this second leg. So maybe we'll see more of Mercy Shiva. Maybe she'll get the start. Maybe Leanne Kiernan's done enough to get the start in the next game as well. So yeah, I think we will see a few changes. Where, I'm not sure. Will there be a change in the back line? I'm not sure either. So a lot of decisions to make now.
What are the roles? So for anybody who might be listening to us tonight who wasn't watching the game, in certain, like, obviously it's Cruz and Russell up front. You've got wing backs of Payne and McCabe. You've got a flat back five or three, but the three, if it was a three, is Hayes, Fahey and Patton. And then, as I say, you've got this trio in midfield of Ag, Littlejohn, Denise O'Sullivan. What are their positions? How do they all operate with one another?
Yeah, well, I think Crusa and Julian Russell are just trying to get in behind. I think they complement each other quite well, and that Crusa is more of a hold-up player and Julian Russell's one that likes to get in behind. Obviously, has a lot of pace to her. So I think they complement each other very well. Denise is obviously just the playmaker, trying to make things happen in the middle of the park. Obviously, higher with Ag and Roosha sort of sitting in kind of a 6 and an 8 role. I would see Lily Ag as more of the 8 and then Roosha kind of sit in front of the back three. But both players kind of deep enough in comparison to Denise. Then the two wing backs obviously are kind of the main factor in how we set up. If they're more sort of high up, as I was saying, obviously means we're going for the game more, and in the last few minutes they're obviously a bit deeper, and today in general a bit deeper.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of hints towards Ireland being happy with that draw tonight. If I was Eileen Gleeson, I think I'd be happy with a 1-1 going into the second leg. So I think the main change, as I said, will be the two wing backs pushing up higher now in the second leg.
So let's take that as a fact for next Tuesday. I think that absolutely makes sense. That Payne and McCabe probably start again. Well, Payne, like, McCabe's obviously going to start again. I don't see any reason why Payne wouldn't start. And I think their positioning is just going to be slightly more advanced. Denise O'Sullivan, banker, absolutely going to start. So Agan Littlejohn, I think after Littlejohn's performance tonight, it would be quite harsh for her to not start on Tuesday. However, when you've got more advanced wing-backs now on Tuesday, does a Stapleton or a Shiva make more sense in one of those roles in midfield ahead of Agan Littlejohn?
Yeah, and you have Tyler Toland as well, who's probably more of a sort of just keeping the ball along the back line and sort of breaking up play like Roosha is. So it'll be interesting. I'm not sure. I think Stapleton and Tyler Toland are kind of the two comparable players. They're kind of similar in their ways. They're more defensive minded, maybe.
And then so Shiva's, they're competing with Littlejohn.
Yeah, I would say so.
Right.
But I think Roosha Littlejohn's done enough to keep her place. The only doubt for her would be probably her fitness, and sort of that's 70 minutes for her. And she's had a bad run of injuries in the past. So hopefully she comes out of that and gets good recovery. And so apart from that, I can't see any reason why she wouldn't start. For Ag, I think, yeah, it could be Shiva in there. It could be Tyler Toland either, or Stapleton. It just really depends. You could have two sitting sixes in a pivot, a double pivot. It really depends. But I can't see us going like that out of nowhere. I think if I had to call it, I'd probably have Shiva in there. I'm not sure. That would be a more attacking option. But as you said, with the two wing backs, you might be looking at the likes of a Tyler Toland in there. But obviously, we didn't see her tonight, so. There's a lot of players up for contention. Like, it's a headache for Eileen Gleeson in there. So we'll see on Tuesday. But I think it's, as I said, good point, a good result.
The clamour really is going to be around Leanne Kiernan. It's one of those sort of performances that involves a lot of pace, bit of possession, getting in behind. People who've watched this team tonight are going to look at Kiernan's performance and be like, wow, I'm excited about this. I want to see this on Tuesday. Is there a case to be made that she only delivers that impact off the bench, especially when you do have the likes of Cruz and you do have the likes of Russell, who've obviously been relatively established in this team and have started so many recent games?
Yeah, and I think kind of that's the sort of player that Leanne Kiernan is in this team at the moment, sort of that impact player off the bench. She came on for Russell there and did really well running the channels and really pressing Wales back, and obviously had a few chances as well, broke through the middle, but just couldn't find the final pass. But yeah, really positive from Leanne, and even we've seen when she came on initially in the studio here, we were excited to see her come on and show us like what she has in her locker, and obviously to try to terrorise the Welsh defence. So yeah, I think she probably is more of an impact player off the bench. So I could see Russell and Caruso both keeping their starting places. As you say, they're more established in that squad, and obviously two of the more experienced players up there as well.
Just to bring up the speed on some of the other bits and pieces happening in the world of sport tonight, it is currently 1-1 between Brighton and Hove Albion and Southampton in the Premier League. It was a 29-minute opener from Kyra Matoma for Brighton, but Flynn Downes has equalised for Southampton after 59 minutes. Meanwhile, in the URC and the Interpro Derby tonight, Leinster with a big try just coming from James Culhan, who'd from the back row, he'd coming from a line-out, Jack Conan involved in the build-up as well. So that puts Leinster 27 points to 20 up against Ulster after 76 minutes on the clock there in Belfast. So crucial try there from Culhan. It could be a big win for Leinster away from home in that Interpro tonight. So just before we wrap up on tonight's international football between Wales and Ireland, obviously the fact of the matter is that this is an excellent result for Ireland, given they've been beaten 2-0 by Wales earlier on this year. Do you think Wales potentially had a sense about them tonight that they had done this to Ireland before, they had got that win against Ireland earlier this year, and that this is actually going to be a real setback for them? They haven't actually won tonight because they probably felt like they needed to go to Ireland defending something.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't think Rhian Wilkinson will be awfully happy with that result. At the end there, she could see she's getting frustrated on the sideline and probably a bit frustrated with a few decisions that were made. Maybe she thought Ruchi Littlejohn should have been sent off. That would completely change the complexion of both legs. But yeah, I think she'd be very frustrated going in, and if a lot of the players will be as well. Obviously, the home advantage is huge, especially in international football, and especially in this tie as well. I think there's over 20,000 tickets sold in the Aviva for Tuesday, so we know what the Irish crowd is like. They'll get behind the girls and hopefully push them on. But yeah, Wales have to really go at us now on Tuesday, and they can't hold anything back. I'd say 1-1 is really disappointing for them.
Yeah, like it's something we were talking about earlier on before kickoff, but this is a further improvement of the team's legacy moment next Tuesday. It's really distilled into the 190 minutes performance. There's no away goals in these ties anymore, so it really is starting from scratch again. And just like Scotland and Hampden 2 years ago, this is probably the second most important game in Irish football history after Hampden. But for this team to go and qualify for back-to-back major tournaments would create a legacy that would be undeniable. To do it under two different managers would be a huge stamp of approval for these players.
Yeah, of course, and it would really establish us as a proper team and a proper nation for football, women's football as well. Yeah, it would be really, really monumental. Like, to qualify for back-to-back tournaments would be definitely one for the history books, and it's that consistency that we're looking for. We're not a team to do one-off qualifications, and we're not a team that got lucky to qualify for the World Cup either. We're a serious, serious footballing team, and these girls are awfully talented, a lot of them playing at the highest level in the WSL or in other leagues across Europe. So yeah, I think that's the most important part, is building that legacy and obviously inspiring the next generation to come up and really just trying to build on what we have. It's been a massive 10-15 years for women's football in Ireland. Obviously the strike a few years ago has really pushed everything on, and if you look to where we were 10 years ago to where we are now, it's astonishing. So hopefully the next 10 years, if we keep qualifying for these tournaments, it'll be even more monumental. So that's the hope.
Absolutely. Scarlett Heron, great stuff tonight. Thanks a million for being with us. And thanks also to Kathleen, who's in Cardiff at the moment. And you can get all of Kathleen's reaction with the manager and with the players on our social channels. Just give us a follow at Off The Ball, wherever you want. Instagram, Twitter. Eileen Gleeson speaking right now, so I'm sure that interview with her will be up very shortly as well. It's still Brighton 1, Southampton 1, and into the closing stages in the URC. It is Ulster 20, Leinster 27, so it looks like it's going to be a Leinster win tonight. Up next, we have the Racing Pod with John Duggan and Johnny Ward. Don't go anywhere.
Football on Off The Ball.
With William Hill. You can boost your winnings on every game with new Bet Builder Extra. Only with William Hill. Download the app today. 18+ gamblingcare.ie.
This is News Talk.